Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Nuckless back here on this Monday evening, and joining us on the line now is the head boys golf coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Steve Butler, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You're welcome.
So as we take a look at your week last week, despite some of the wacky weather we had last week, you guys managed to avoid that in terms of meets, in terms of getting postponed or canceled. You guys golfed on Monday at Jewel. You golfed Tuesday at a tough course at TCI. And then Thursday, you guys golfed at Woodland Hills in a Heart of Iowa Conference try that was hosted by Seidel. And just overall, as a week, how did you feel your athletes performed last week?
Well, I think we're improving every time. The wind, of course, has been an issue all spring, but even down at Seidel with the wind, we were trending in the right direction. We shot our season low for nine, and so I think we're trending where we want to be. We've got two meets left before sectionals, and our top four are right in there where I want them to be, and so I think, again, we're headed in the right direction. Mm-hmm.
And looking at those top four, at least from the Seidel meet, Tyler Schachner, he's been kind of your bell cow here throughout the year, and really he even showed signs of that a year ago in terms of being able to lead your team. Connor Deppe and Michael Carlson and even Luke Martinson have taken big steps forward this year as well, and Landon Sogard as well has had times where he's finished into that top four in terms of scoring. And just looking at your roster from that one spot through that five spot, it feels like any given day, all five of those guys can be your top scorer, and how important is that going to be going forward into conference and eventually into the postseason?
Well, I think that's going to be the big key to our advancing in general. Being able to pick up the slack if somebody has a bad round is always important, and again, that's what I think I see coming, and that's what we're looking for.
And I want to kind of go back a little bit. You guys went to an 18-hole tournament over at Lincoln Valley last week. You guys, obviously, at least from the number-wise, it wasn't your best meet, finishing 11th with a 377 score. But you come back, like you talked about, golfed really well last week. How important was that for your teams on the mental side of things to come back and have as strong as a week as you guys did after struggling a little bit at Lincoln Valley last week?
Well, that's something we worked on all season, the mental game and how important that is, not letting that one hole dictate a whole round for us. The conditions when we played back a few weeks ago at Lincoln Valley were the wind was horrid. But I think we just need to overcome and know that we can play in the wind. And I think that our scores are indicating that we're getting to where we want to be again, and I look for us to certainly improve at the conference meet tomorrow.
And it's a good segue. You've got that conference meet coming up tomorrow at Lincoln Valley Golf Course, so you'll see the remaining seven Heart of Iowa Conference teams at that meet at an always tough course at Lincoln Valley over by State Center. And then Thursday, you guys host a home meet where you guys welcome in Roland Story, a very good North Polk team, Greene County, and Ogden as well. And looking at this this final week of the regular season going forward into the postseason with sectionals right around the corner, what's been your message to your team leading up to these next couple of weeks?
Well, again, really, it's in their hands. They have the talent to play well, and I think they're starting to believe that, and I think that's key. And I look for nothing but good things coming up.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tomorrow at the Heart of Iowa meet and on Thursday for your home meet.
You're welcome.
Yep, that was Steve Butler, the head boys golf coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program. Coming up, we're talking with CGD girls track coach Monty Harker here on Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto on 95.7 FM.